I don't think anyone critiquing Invisible Children's video would argue that we should not try to capture Kony. I would note that well before Invisible Children made this particular video, he was at the top of the ICC's list of international war criminals. It's not that people have not been trying to capture Kony. The Ugandan army has been trying to capture Joseph Kony since 1987. They've made some major pushes to try to capture Kony since 2006. They've been doing it with U.S. government support since 2010. One of the problems are that these militarized pushes to get Kony have so far failed to capture him. They often have the nasty consequences that the few remaining LRA fighters respond with a backlash of violence against the people in the countries that they're actually in.
Do you have any suggestions or ideas for how Kony could be caught?
Maintaining hotlines. They're mostly being done via HF radio in Eastern DRC and in the Central African Republic that warn people about where he is. It would be much more helpful to extend mobile phone networks there. Mobile phone networks allow individual families to report there's been an attack here and warn other people in the region. But ultimately, the way this is going to get solved is that the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Central African Republic don't control their territory. And at some point, you need to build up government, whether it's local government there or national government there, that make it impossible for this guy to hide out. This is not a matter of sending in the Marines and finding the guy. They're not going to find him. It's a matter of helping build up two of the poorest, most desperate countries on the planet. And that's where the focus should be, not on a military solution to the problem.
So where do you draw the line between oversimplification and ivory tower intellectualism?
Here's where I'd suggest drawing a more helpful line. Who gets to speak for the people that we're talking about? Do Ugandans get to speak for themselves, or do Americans get to speak for Ugandans? And one clue that you may be getting only a partial story is if you watch a 30-minute video and you only hear from one Ugandan in it.